Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out. As you continue to breathe in, imagine God breathing his very breath of life into your lungs. Allow his breath to give you energy and strength. Allow his spirit to center your attention on Jesus. As you continue to breathe in, just welcome God into your body, into your mind, into your heart. Ask him to speak as we meditate and pray through his word. In Matthew 25, Jesus says this: "For the kingdom of the heavens will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property." For the kingdom of the heavens will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. Just in your own words, ask God's Spirit to help you really engage with that idea of Jesus going on a journey and entrusting you with his own property. God, we ask that you would bring to mind areas in our life, relationships, possessions, gifts and talents that we think of as our own, that we treat as our own. Bring to mind things that you would like to transform our thinking around. Thank you. would you have us think about our lives, our personalities, our gifts, our strengths, our possessions, our relationships as yours? What might need to shift in our perspective so that we view all of that rightly? For the kingdom of the heavens will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to the person's ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 more talents. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. To one, the master gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to the person's ability. Then the master went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 more talents. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. God, how would you have those sentences stir in each of our hearts and minds right now? Lord, is there anything having to do with the different number of talents you gave to different people that you'd like for us to wrestle with? Is there something about that that is difficult for us to embrace or to reconcile with what we think we know of you and the way that you've created the world to function? Help us to see your ways as beautiful. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.'" And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." God, what a beautiful phrase each of those servants got to hear. Jesus, thank you for speaking this. Spirit, thank you for inspiring Matthew to write it down as an encouragement, as something to inspire us as we live our lives. Spark a desire in our hearts to live our lives in such a way that we might hear that from you. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." But his master answered him, "You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you ought to have at least invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. Lord, what would you have us to meditate on? What would you spark in our hearts and our minds as we think about that last servant who had the 1 talent and buried it? Lord, are there gifts and talents that we have buried? Are there aspects of our personality that you've wired into us that we have hidden? Are there ways that you've created us that we're embarrassed by or ashamed of? Because they don't match the world's system of values. God, are there other ways that we remain quiet when we should speak up. Is there a call on our life that we're deafening our ears to? God, would you give us a clear picture of what it is that you have entrusted to each of us? And would you inspire us to use it, to work with it, to develop it? How would you have us invest what is yours, to take care of what is yours, to steward what is yours? How might you multiply it in our lives? How might you use what you have given each of us to expand your kingdom? Would you ignite in us a desire to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with what I gave you." Spirit, if there's any way that we have been disobedient, I pray that you would reveal that to us so that we might confess it and receive healing. Would you give us the strength and motivation to move forward today, handling well your property, your resources, your time, your talents, your treasure? Help us to honor you in the way that we live today. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.